any school where 40% of students receive food stamps or temporary assistance for needy families is eligible for the USDA program. It ensures that every student is fed. But there's a catch. As Manchester Superintendent Deborah Livingston makes clear, the FDA wouldn't give the district funding for all of those lunches.
So 72% of the cost would be reimbursed, but we would have to then look at where else would that come from, because every child would be receiving a free lunch.
The needier the children in the district, the more of the tab the federal government picks up. There are 58 schools in 24 districts across the state that qualify, but none have opted to sign up this year. Officials in Manchester and Nashua both say they'll reevaluate whether to participate next year. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.